Are you kidding? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. This R. Kelly story is about as far from my world as a story can get, but I have some observations anyway. Any male Grammy winner who takes a young girl home without a certified birth certificate provided by her parents and a signed and witnessed release form deserves whatever happens to him. But Dave, what about the girls? Why aren't they at fault? Because girls can be dazzled by celebrities, as can boys. When I was 12, I was dazzled by Angela Cartwright and Sharon from the Mickey Mouse Club. I had no way of getting to Los Angeles, but I can tell you, had one of them offered me a plane ticket, I'd have gone and lied about my age, just like one of R. Kelly's girls did.
When I first met Robert, my parents told me to lie about my age. So when I met him, he thought that I was 18.
18? She sounds like about 12 even now. When you are 29 years older than your date, the burden is on you. This whole saga should remind us why we have elaborate and expensive marriage customs. Both families may end up in hock, but at least they're prepared for their kids to move out and have sex. Instead, here we are, witnessing the fifth remake of A Star Is Born, except with R. Kelly in place of Bradley Cooper. And that is a very different movie. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.